day did you sleep in on?
Friday.
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Hello, catch-uppers.
Nath, I just want to clarify something for everyone.
Go ahead.
Okay, now, during this catch-up / podcast, I say that I need to take ice to parties. Now, I just listened back to the show and what I said live. I really want to clarify, and you can clarify, because we live together.
Yes.
We see each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking the frozen water.
Yep, so the little cubes of frozen water that you often see in glasses of drink.
Yeah. Now, during this show, you say, oh, Jimmy, I've never seen you get ice before.
Mm-hmm.
It really sounds like I have a drug problem.
Well,
and I just want everyone to know I don't, and I want you to clarify.
It's a good foreclosure warning. Well done, and I'm going to clarify you don't have a drug problem.
Thank you.
You do have a small frozen water addiction, though.
Now, do tell everyone. I do go to, whether at Woolies or at the Bottle-O, what do I always get?
You love a bag of ice, mate.
Love my ice.
You like you buy a bag of ice normally made for like an esky, but you keep it in the freezer.
Yeah.
Ingenious idea, because then you don't have to fill up those little annoying trays.
And I'd argue those little annoying trays, when you do fill them up, you pop them. There's not enough ice in there.
And sometimes
it's ice for one glass.
And also sometimes you need ice straight away and you're like, oh, hurry up, little annoying cubes.
Yeah.
And then you pop. There's nothing worse than when they're fake frozen. When
the top water is goes frozen. Everywhere.
Oh, and you're like, great, I'll pop this out. No, the little thing shatters and then there's the water everywhere.
And how are you supposed to remember to constantly like flip them, fill? Like, you only fill once you've emptied. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you go, oh, I'm out of ice, I need to fill up the thing. Mm. It's not full.
But then do you fill it up when you've got like, say, 2-3 cubes left?
Okay, yeah.
But,
okay, so sorry, this is the reason why I don't do that. As you said, I always go buy bags of ice.
Yeah.
I'm a big ice guy.
Mm.
But you're going to listen to this, because I just did.
Yeah.
Really sounds like I'm talking about, I'm not. Don't have drug problem.
Oh, you're not.
I'm clearly talking about frozen water.
You know what? You're thinking the worst of people. Maybe they are all thinking that you're addicted to, not the drug, you're addicted to the frozen water.
Oh, no, I'm clearly addicted to frozen water. Just not the drug.
Nath, look, the Hobart floods are affecting everyone.
Yep.
What I'd argue in these moments, Nath, of adversity, you need to band together, you know, and family's more important than ever.
Of course.
Friends,
because, you know, friends.
Friends is funny, because you can pick your friends, you can't pick your family.
Mm.
So, you know, you might be at home, no power, with your family, and sometimes you don't like your sister, sometimes like your brother, sometimes you don't like the in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
You could be with them. So what I'm proposing, Nath, is in this moment of adversity, I'm going to show families how to get together, how to bring your friends in, your in-laws in, just get together and know each other. So please welcome to the show my girlfriend's dad, Craigie.
Thank you very much, boys. Thanks for having me on your top rating show.
Yeah.
Wow, you hear that radio voice? He's got a good radio voice.
Yeah, could put us out of a job. Now, look, what I'm going to do, boys, there's a lot of families who haven't got power. They're sitting around at home. They're probably listening to the radio. They've got nothing to do. You know what I mean? The TV doesn't work.
Boring.
Craig, you were trying to watch the footy last night and the Foxtel wasn't working.
Yes, wasn't good at all watching my Tigers and, no footy job.
Okay. So what I'm proposing now, boys, is it's a bit of a group bonding exercise. Nath, you know me quite well.
Yes.
Craig, you know me quite well. I'm dating your daughter. We've got to know each other over the last few years.
I hope you know me quite well, Craig.
Yes, well, let's find out.
Okay. So we're going to play a game and I'm going to call it, How Well Do You Know Your Jimmy?
Right.
So those listening along at home, you can play as well. It just requires one person to ask questions of the family members about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's everyone getting to know one person. Okay, so
it's a bit of a selfish game.
Yeah, well, you know what? Well, no, take turns. You can swap.
Oh, share the load.
So if you're listening at home, just swap it with different people while you're sitting there. So, but for me in this show, it's just Jimmy, by the way. There's not going to be How Well Do You Know Craig or How Well Do You Know Nath.
Okay.
Now, we'll come back and do it, but how this will work is I have three questions,
mm-hmm.
And your names are your buzzers. So can you please test your buzzers for me?
You go Simo. First, Craigie.
Oh, he's good.
Hang on. Are you going with Simo, as in your nickname, or are you going with Craig, as in your first name?
Simo.
Okay, so Simo, that is Craig. Simo is the nickname of my girlfriend's dad. Simo and
Nath.
Nath. One more time.
Simo.
Nath.
Okay, they're good.
Oh, okay.
I'd argue Craig's a little quicker.
Well, Simo's easier to say.
Well,
Nath.
That's your name. But Nath, right now, in these moments, you know, of no power, sitting around,
adversity.
Dire straits. Adversity, yes. There's flooding, you know, cars have been damaged, roads are closed, family's more important than ever, friends are more important than ever. So I've came up with a fun game that everyone can play at home. All you need is some friends and family.
Great.
And in the studio right now, I have my friend Nath.
Hey.
And I have my family member, it's my girlfriend's dad, Craig. Craig, how are you?
Not bad.
Now, how this game's going to work is I'm going to ask you questions about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your names are your buzzers. We can just hear them one more time.
Simo.
Nath.
Now, just
he's so quick.
Yeah, my girlfriend's dad's nickname Simo. I'm going to stop calling you Craig. It's really confusing. So we've got Simo and Nathan. One more time.
Simo.
Nath.
Oh, jeez. He's good.
He's so
been
quick.
Up all night practicing.
And he's me going, oh, I'll take a little bit easier on Simo. Don't need to.
I don't think you need to, Nath. So we encourage other people to play. It's just getting to know each other. Now, I believe you both should know the answers to these questions. Now, just a reminder, whoever buzzes in first can answer, but if you get it wrong, the other person does get a chance to answer the question.
Okay.
Okay. Let's play How Well Do You Know Your Jimmy? Okay.
This is nice.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. The first question. Question one. Are we ready, boys?
Yeah. Okay.
Question one. What is my favourite food?
Nath. I said it a bit prematurely.
You're trying to get in first.
Yeah.
But now Simo's good. He's got time. He's got time to think. What's my favourite food, Nath?
You should
know.
Yeah. I'm going to lock in... pasta.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Now... I'll give you a hint, Simo.
No! That's not part of the rules.
I've had it many a time at your house.
Chinese, pasta, pizza.
No, you got
Sorry, let's just go through the list of all food, all cuisines.
I can't give you any more clues. You got to lock in something.
McDonald's.
It's. I've never had Mac's at yours. I bring it over, but over there, no. It's a steak. Steak is Jimmy's favourite
really?
Food.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't
go past
steak. That's right, he butchered that last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's
come
right.
On, the steak no, you made I for
cooked
us.
Great
butchered
steak.
Steak.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Craig. You're cooking tonight.
All right. Question two. What is the name of Courtney's dog?
Nath. I know this one because I always see him on FaceTime when Courtney FaceTimes you. Cooper.
It is. It's Cooper.
Dog Cooper. Yeah.
I'll give you that one.
Oh, will you? Craig's going to give me that one.
All right. Now, we've got three questions, but I do have another question if we need to go to a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Because Nate's on 1 point. What team do I support in the Premier League?
Simo. Oh, that was really good.
What team does...
Unfortunately, Chelsea.
Yes, it's Chelsea. Okay. We've got 1 point each. We've got to go to the tiebreaker question.
Okay.
For how well do you know your Jimmy? The tiebreaker question. If I was coming over to your house... what is the one thing that I would bring for me?
Nath.
Simo.
Okay, Nath's in first. If I was going to go to your house, what would I bring? Would it be for myself? I'd be coming to yours, but I need to know that there's something there.
Hang on. You need to know that you're bringing something? You need to know there's something there?
I'm not bringing it for you, but I'm coming around to your house, but I'm bringing something for me. There's always something I need when I go to someone's house.
You're stalling.
Now, we live together, so I don't bring stuff.
This is really weird.
Here.
Yeah.
Something I need when I go to someone's house. Alcohol?
No.
It is something to do with that, though. Simo, do you know what I...
I was going to say gluten-free bread.
That's not either. Right, I'll give you one.
No clues.
Well, no,
he's locked in gluten-free bread.
Well, no, I don't have another question. I'm going to go one more. Okay, what would I be... It's in your house. Something in the kitchen. You can buzz in again.
Simo.
Yep.
Coffee.
No. Nath.
Something in the kitchen. Toaster?
No, not a toaster.
Ice.
It's ice!
Ice?
Yes.
What?
I love to have cold drinks. You know that, Nath? What do I buy every time we go to the shop? A bag of ice.
But I've been to other people's houses with you, and I've never stopped and got a bag of ice just because we're going there.
I phoned ahead and made sure they had ice.
It's time for Nath's report card.
Bill, I need those reports before.
Yes, Jimmy. Now, I'm a big believer in grades and improvement, and this is where I grade you, Jimmy, on your performance during the week in certain subjects that we've covered on the show.
Yeah, look, Nath, I'm not a massive fan of this, but you seem to enjoy it, and you know what? I'm doing it for Hobart. Some people are stuck at home, stuck in their cars, can't get to work, so enjoy, guys, because you know what? I don't often make mistakes, and, you know, enjoy it.
And you know what? It doesn't matter that you don't like it, because... a student can't go to their teacher. You know what? Don't want a report card this year.
Again,
miss.
You didn't see me in school.
All right, here we go. Your first subject, Jim. English and vocabulary. You've got a C- in English and vocabulary this week. It's not great.
Depends what you're aiming for.
Here's what the teacher's written. Although confident, Jimmy sometimes struggles to correctly pronounce basic words for someone of his age. His attempts to justify these mishaps unfortunately furthers his falling grade.
The reason we do have you here is Nath's a bit of a fiend for free stuff.
A fiend.
A fiend. It's a fiend of free stuff. A fiend.
I'm just writing that one down, just so I remember.
No, I was inventing a new word. I should have an A+ for invention.
There's no, that's not a thing.
A fiend of free stuff is a friend.
No, you can't invent new words, mate.
Well, you know what? You're not, as my teacher, you're not encouraging good behaviour. You're not encouraging learning.
That's not learning. You're making stuff up.
No, I'm learning. I'm learning to make stuff up.
The second subject you've been graded in, pop culture. An interesting subject at school.
Pride myself on this.
D-.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. The reason for this is what the teacher's written. The reason for the D grade here comes down to the sheer prevalence of Jimmy's mistakes, particularly when it came to saying the name of a very famous singer with arguably an easy name to say, a name which we must emphasise has no N on the end of it.
In a recent interview with Vogue, Rhiannon spoke about her friendship with Drake. And this is what Rhiannon said.
I'm pulling for Drake and Rhiannon.
Look, you know, I got it wrong. I put my hand up. It's Rihanna, and I said Rhiannon. But you know what? I committed, Nath, and I get an A for commitment.
No, that's not a grade.
It's not a grade.
But it's funny that you said now that you've admitted, because the next part of this D- is, this is what the teacher's written. Now, unfortunately, Jimmy occasionally refuses to accept and learn from his mistakes, instead inventing wildly false lies to justify when they have been made. Can you stop calling her Rhiannon, by the way? You're putting an N on the end.
Rihanna. Oh, most people don't know this. Her real name's Rhiannon.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we're close personal friends.
We are.
We hang out all the time.
No, you don't.
It's like, hey, Jimmy, it's Rhiannon. What are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Let's hang out.
You're influencing your students around you, mate.
Yeah, I forgot I said that. So I'm going to retract me saying that I committed to calling her the wrong name and re-go with we're close personal friends. So, I'm right, you're wrong.
No, you're still invented. This is the reason. You can't say stuff you to the teacher.
Again, didn't know me when I was at school.
We all have that person who's like no other. Yep, you guessed it. It is your mother. Whether you cuddle your pillow or you're a thumb sucker, everyone loves their mother tucker. Ah.
Yes. All mums, Jim, are fantastic at tucking their children into bed, but you and I, we've been trying to find the mother who's the best at it, the mother tucker. So this week, what we've been doing is we've been putting mothers in the competition to have the mother tuck off, which was supposed to be occurring today, 11 a.m. at Harvey Norman.
Yeah, look, Nate, kill the music. It's not happening. We were going to have the tuck off today, the greatest ever tuck off. We were celebrating Hobart mums. We were finding all these mums over Hobart. So many people called, so many mums. We appreciate it. You all wanted to tuck me and Nath in.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just going to have to put it on hold because of the flooding.
It's not cancelled.
It's not cancelled.
Postponed. Push
putting
back.
Putting it on hold.
Yeah.
We're going to, you know, I know Mother's Day is Sunday, and I know all Hobart will celebrate, but the great tuck-off will happen next week.
If anything, this is exciting because we're extending Mother's Day. You know what I mean? So after Sunday, it's another excuse to celebrate.
Most of Hobart's mums probably thought, hey, I'm done after Sunday.
Yeah.
Not anymore. We're continuing the celebration that is the tuck-off.
So the mothers that are in our final were Heather, Jackie, Alicia, and Donna. Now, we've actually got Donna from Southarm on the phone right now. Donna, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm tired.
You're tired?
Okay. Yeah. Talk to us, Donna. What's been happening all night?
If anything, I have been tucking in all night.
You sound like you need to be tucked in, Donna.
I do. I need to be tucked in now. Yeah, I've been practicing the tuck in all night. It's been crazy down here. We've got trees across the road. We've got power lines down, flooding, and it's still pretty wild. So we've got no power.
So, yeah. Donna, do you just want to describe to everyone listening exactly where you live?
So I live in Southarm, which is probably, 15-20 minutes out of Lauderdale.
Yep.
So it's on the water and it's kind of in the bush. So we've got the best of both worlds. So the wind is coming straight in off the water and, it's hit us pretty hard. But it doesn't look too bad out there. It's more so that the trees are coming down across the road. It's just unsafe.
There's a lot of debris around it.
Donna,
yeah.
Did you say that you don't have power?
Yeah, we're out of power. We've been out of power since went out last night at 6, came back up at 2, and we've been out since, which is great because we're on tank water as well, so we've got no water.
I know where you can find water.
Yeah, well, you can't.
Yeah, there's lots of water outside.
Yeah, there's lots of water around, just not the drinkable type, unfortunately.
My husband's joking that he's installed me a swimming pool for Mother's Day. Oh,
that's good. That's actually good gear. We might have to get him on the show.
Well, that kind of beats our Mother Tucker prize, doesn't it?
It does. Not at all. I could still get in. That's fine.
So, Donna, what's the plan today? You've got the kids at home. Is your husband going to work? So what's happening?
My daughter goes to MacKillop and my other daughter goes to St Cuthbert. Both of those are closed for today.
Yeah.
No, we're stuck here because the emergency services have said not to drive on the road because the power lines could be live. So.
Sure, of course.
Good for other people to know as well. No. Again, SES's number is 132500.
Yeah. Well, Donna, thank you.
One tip I learned this morning about power lines is if they have been checked by the SES, they get coiled up, which I didn't know. So if they're rolled up, they're not live and you don't need to report them. But if they're laying across the road, they haven't been checked.
Wow. Okay, that's good. So again, Donna, the coiled up ones have been checked by SES. Uncoiled, don't go near it.
Exactly right, yep. And don't drive on the road because you can still get shot.
Awesome. Okay. Donna, thank you so much for being a part of the show. We are sorry that we are postponing it, but you know what? Take it as a positive because you've got a few extra days to practice your tucking in.
Oh, I've been practicing, don't you worry.
And enjoy that pool for Mother's Day, Donna.
Jim, a couple of days ago, you and I, we spoke about the devastating news that Family Feud is coming to an end after 1,200 episodes, 1,200 episodes.
Yeah, mate, I'm still emotional.
To celebrate you and I, we played a game of Family Feud, the sad version. But now, let's get rid of that, because we've got some happy news. Because welcome to the show, one of the most well-known faces in Aussie TV. He's a Gold Logie nominee, five-time world heavyweight boxing champion and host of Family Feud. It's Grant Denyer!
Hey.
Hello, Grant.
Yeah, you going? Yeah, good. I'm crying into my half-drink soy vanilla latte as we speak.
So, we appreciate it, Grant. It's obviously a really emotional time for you right now.
You got any jobs going down there by any chance? You thinking about maybe turning into a threesome of some sort on radio? Because I know a
look,
guy.
Grant, I've never thought about having a threesome, but if I did, it was going to be with you and Nath.
Yeah!
It was either you or Larry Emder. They were the two big ones, so I don't know who it was going to
be. Well, both Larry and I, if you put us together, we still only make one person. So
it could be a threesome slash foursome.
But if you're into little dudes, look, I'm open to it. That's what I'm saying.
I've never been in a little dude, Grant, but you know, it's the first time for everything.
Grant, I have to ask, after 1,200 episodes, that's massive, by the way. Is the reason Family Feud's coming to an end is because Australia's purely running out of families?
I used to host Australia's Got Talent, and I can definitely guarantee you that we were running out of talent when we were doing that show. there's only so many times you can see a grandma playing spoons on a stage and be wowed by it. It's not coming to an end because we ran out of families. We got plenty of those. In fact, you know, in the first 2 weeks that we announced Family Feud, we got 30,000 families that applied. So we got families coming out our ears. The only problem is that no one's watching the show.
Which
I say that because it's only half true. What happened was when Family Feud came along, Channel 10 had nothing else that was working. So Family Feud went crazy for the first 2 years. So Channel 10 went, this is working. Let's take it to 6 nights a week. We'll do celebrity shows, which takes it to 7 nights a week, and we'll put it on twice a day at 8:30 in the morning. Great idea.
Yeah, it's Grant Denyer doesn't sleep for 4 years.
It did is it saved the network, but it ran us aground probably a little earlier than what it should do because we doubled the amount of times it was on air, which basically halved its shelf life. And, what happened.
Well, Grant, are you okay, mate? Because it sounds like, the saying is flogging a dead horse, so I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, look, thanks for asking, man. Look, I'm a little heartbroken and it stings for sure because, you know, I've said survey says, I did the maths on this yesterday, 30,000 times in 4 years.
That's huge.
And it's now officially a part of my DNA. So when they take that away from you, there'll be a few weeks in a mental institution, but I'm sure I'll come out the other side of it.
Look, Grant, on the survey says thing, obviously you work in radio, you're actually on the hit network like us doing breakfast in Sydney on Today FM. Now, for those of you who don't know, in radio, when we get our radio results, it's called radio survey, when people, you assess how many people listen.
Yeah.
I had to ask you this.
Be very careful, mate.
Does your boss, when the radio results come out, walk into the studio and be like, hey guys, survey says.
Exactly. And I looked at him with dead eyes. I went, are you freaking serious, man?
You're going to do that joke? What about,
I know.
A proposal just hit me, Grant. What if we just get rid of ratings altogether for television and radio? What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It would just make it about the fun, you know?
Yeah.
Because when I found out my show was axed, let's face it, I did go and I keyed Eddie Maguire's car just out of jealousy that he still has a show.
Yeah.
But if we took that kind of that competitive aspect away from it, it'd be just for the pure joy of having a great time.
And that's exactly what we're doing. We're just trying to entertain people.
Don't put a ratings number on a good time. That's crazy. That's like having sex with someone and then giving them a number out of 10. You don't do that.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Yeah, no.
Like, imagine Tinder had like Uber had a 5-star rating system. Like,
oh,
that's going to take the fun out of the game, surely.
You don't need TV, mate, if you invent that app. Yeah. That's
fantastic. It's not a bad idea, actually, Grant.
I've done something here. I think I've found my retirement thing.
Now, Grant, we have heard rumours that there is a new show in the works at the moment. Have you heard anything about the new show that's going to be replacing Family Feud?
I have heard a little bit about it, haven't seen it. But from what I can tell, it's the reverse of Family Feud.
Oh.
Like, it's like Family Feud, but instead of trying to get the top answer, you're supposed to get the most uncommon answer, which... Oh. It's pretty hurtful, just quietly. It sounds like exactly like the show you just bloody cancelled.
When you said opposite, I thought it would be families hosting and it would be you playing yourself.
Yeah, we have it. Is it the UK show Pointless?
Pointless, yeah. That's it. Which is what it is. It's slightly drier. It's a bit more of a quiz show. It's a little bit more intellectual than, say, the lunacy of Family Feud.
Yeah, I had it already, Grant.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm not watching it. Watching it.
I refuse.
One thing that made Family Feud successful was the fact that it was up against the news. Now, you never normally want to be up against the news because both of those do over a million, if you want to talk ratings again, every night. So you can't beat two shows that are doing over a million. But what we became was that lovely little island where you go to where, A, you're not smart enough to watch the news, or B, you kind of don't want that in your lounge room at that time of the day. You've probably already seen all the news during the day on your Facebook feed or on Twitter, or you don't want to watch an ISIS beheading at 6 p.m.
I've had enough of them, really, Grant. I've had enough beheadings.
I am over it.
Yeah.
Grant, before we do let you go, we've come up with a little idea. So basically, if the network hasn't put Pointless completely over the line yet, we've got another TV idea that we want to run by. Obviously, you would host it, but for the example here, we'll host it and let you play just to see how you think it goes, okay?
We rate your Tinder performance live?
Yeah, that's for next week.
Yes, live stream?
That's the app I will be investing in after this conversation finishes.
So, Grant, the game is called Family Clued.
Yes. Okay,
now the rules are very simple. We're going to give you an audio clue for a famous family... Oh, Do you want to say it?
You can't say Family Feud 7,000 times a night.
See, Grant's an Australian hero. People underestimate how hard this is to say.
Try and say Survey Says when you're drunk.
Survey Says. That sounds... You do an impersonation of your boss really well there, Grant.
I'll try again.
All right, one more time.
We give you an audio clue for a famous family. Whew, got it out. You just got to tell us what that family is, okay?
Yeah, right, I gotcha.
All right, here... first of all, let's play the opener. We didn't have time to think of anything else. So it's just the same one.
Good.
Welcome to Family Clued. Your first family, Grant Denyer. Here it is.
Okay.
What family is this?
Simpsons.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
It's on the board.
Actually, I should go. I should do this first.
Survey Says.
Yeah.
This game's great.
Yeah, I mean, look, Pointless sounds like it's exactly like Family Feud. So, I mean, if they want another option with Grant Denyer, Family Clued seems like the game to go to.
All right, you're one from one.
You know what I'm going to do when the Pointless does start? I'm going to be in the audience, and then as it starts, I'm just going to yell out, "Oh, I wouldn't have done that. Yeah. No, I wouldn't have done it that way.
Boo!
You're crap. Get off Larry Ender."
All right, here's your second one. You're one from one.
Here's the story. Brady Bunch.
Oh.
Survey Says.
Yes, it is Brady Bunch. It is. Okay.
Grant Denyer knows his shows.
All right. Here's the third one. This is to get 3 out of 3 and prove that this is the easiest game that you can play.
No, to prove it's the best game and someone should invest.
Exactly. Sorry. That means it works.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Here is your third one.
Adam's Family.
Survey Says.
Yes, it is.
It's Adam's Family.
God, you even had the suspense of holding the tick, you know, to drag it out.
It is.
Theatric, boys.
Look, Grant, actually, we should just... Nath, you're not replacing Grant, are you? I mean...
Is this an audition?
I've got some news, guys. It's going to be Jimmy and Grant because I'm heading off to Channel 10. So... Yeah.
Yes, it's what I've always wanted. Get rid of the threesome, bring on the twosome.
Yeah.
Gran and Jimmy.
Australia's new Hamish and Andy, we are, buddies.
Oh, you've said it, mate. You've said it.
Grant, Daniel, thank you so much for giving us the time, mate. All the best with the rest of Family Feud and finding a job after that.
No, seriously, is there anything going down there? Like janitor, anything?
Yeah, I wasn't joking. I'm happy to get rid of Nate.
I'll park your car. I'm a race car driver. You can just...